Welcome to the Reversing Diabetes Podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast, episode number 130. Kind of seems like a big number. I couldn't believe I was that far into this, but here we are. So I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. If you're looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. Today, in the year of the woo, for those of you who haven't listened to previous podcasts for this year, you may not understand that I am really into working on the feelings and leaning into the feelings. And so today we are going to talk about the feeling of needing to do something versus the feeling of wanting to do something and how that applies to our health. I do want to point out, right now I'm in the middle of the January free 5-day session. We are having a blast. There are so many lovely women in this group that I'm getting to know and I'm meeting, and it's just so much fun. And I get the opportunity to teach them that there is a possibility of living diabetes free, and it's just so empowering and amazing. So that is going on right now. I will be having other free 5-day sessions throughout the year. Check out my website. There is help on my website for you to reverse your type 2 diabetes. There are these 5-day training sessions. My website will have when those are available. And then there are also webinars that I will do throughout the year. All of that will be announced on my website. It'll also be in my social media feed and all of that, and that's fine. But check out my website. Go there to see what help is available for you to reverse your type 2 diabetes right now. So next week, I will have a guest on the podcast. It's an interview I did with another coach. She helps people who have chronic diseases accept themselves, accept their bodies, and have the experience of having a chronic disease not be so miserable. She is a speech pathologist by training, but a life coach in this stage of her life and her career. And her personal story is really empowering and impactful. And the way that she helps her clients, I think, is so empowering and impactful for women who are trying to reverse their type 2 diabetes and anybody else who has a chronic illness and they really are in the weeds and feeling like it's a struggle and that it's awful and they feel like they're suffering through that experience. Her approach is so loving and kind. It made me feel lighter and levitated and just liberated from the heaviness that life can be sometimes. So definitely check out that podcast. It will be coming next week. So let's dig into today's have-tos versus need-tos. So this is a concept I've been working with my clients on in the group because there is, you know, oh my gosh, it's the new year. I have to make these changes. I have to start reversing my type 2 diabetes. I have to learn to get healthy. And we believe like there's some connection that somehow having to do it, right? Like the I must do it story, the I need to do it story, the I have to do it story is somehow going to create what we want because we have to do it. And what I want to offer you is last year, you probably told yourself the same thing. I have to do it. Maybe it was in June you told yourself the same thing. I have to do it. Maybe it was at the beginning of the holiday season you told yourself, I have to get through the holiday season without getting sicker. You can see because you keep having to do it, you keep coming back to this goal, to this thing that you want to achieve that you've not yet been able to create in your life. I would offer the story that you have to do it is not serving you in any way. And we're going to dive into why that is today. So let's talk about things that we have to do. We have to pay our bills. We have to get up and go to work in the morning. We have to feed the kids. We have to clean the house. Nobody feels inspired to do any of those tasks, especially if we're telling ourselves we have to do it, right? I always think about paying our bills as an exchange of money that sometimes we just don't want to make. I just had to pay my electricity bill. I don't know about where y'all are, but it is cold in Kansas. Come January 1st, we were already like having freeze warnings, like your pipes are going to freeze warnings, like -8. And if you're up way north, bless your souls. I don't know how y'all live up there like that. But in Kansas, it usually does not get that cold. It gets cold, but not -10, -15, -8. And usually it only happens a couple times a year. But here we are, January 20th, and it's already happened like twice this winter. So I had to pay my electricity bill last night, and it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous amount. It was like what our, like three times what our typical bill is. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. But I do like it to be warm, right? So I had to. There was a have to with the electricity bill, right? I did not like exchanging that amount of money for my electricity bill. But I will tell you, I've spent at least that amount of money recently on clothes, on shoes, on clothes, on a new pair of jeans, on all of these things, right? Like I spent at least that amount of money on clothes. So here's the difference between having to do something and wanting to do something. I had to pay my electricity bill, and I did not enjoy exchanging that money for the electricity bill. But I enjoyed every penny that I exchanged for the clothes that I bought, because I wanted the clothes. Now, I want what the electricity bill gets me. I want a warm house. I want that part. But I don't enjoy the exchanging of the resources to get to it. Right? Like, I'm not in love with that. That's not inspired. Nobody's excited about that stuff. Nobody's excited to pay the electricity bill. But many of us are excited when we go out and buy something that we're wanting. A nice new mattress, a new car, clothes, whatever it is. We're like, oh, we're super excited about that exchange. But just paying the bill, we're not so excited about paying the electricity bill. When we have these have-tos, that's typically the difference between a have-to and a want-to. A have-to, there's no excitement. There's like this burden that comes with it. And we try to spice it up by making it look fancy. Like, I want to pay the electricity bill so that we have heat. And I do want to pay the electricity bill so that I have heat. But there is no excitement at all in that story. Versus, like, I don't necessarily want to lose the money to buy the shoes, but I'm super excited about buying the shoes or a car or whatever it might be. So recognizing that that is what's happening, right? That there is this exchange that's occurring and that you're excited about one of them and you're not excited about the other of them. Other examples of things that are have-tos versus want-tos. For me, I always wanted to get up with my babies in the middle of the night. I had to do it, yes. I mean, nobody else was going to get up and nurse them. That was my job. I had to do it so they ate. But I very much wanted to do it. I wanted to care for my babies in that way. One, it was one-on-one time that I got with my babies that, like, I wasn't going to get any other way, right? Like, this, it really meant a lot to me. And that's how I saw it. I had this one-on-one time with my babies. Caring for my babies, I very much wanted to do. It's interesting, though, I had to develop the desire to care for myself. Right? When I was pre-diabetic, when I had more weight on my body than I wanted, when I wanted to make these changes, I had to develop the desire to do it, the want to do it. It was not something that came naturally. I tried to make myself do it by telling myself that I had to, making it a have to. I have to do it in order to create something else. That never did it for me, though. Once I realized that I want to eat in a certain way in order for me to feel physically well, like I want that part, it became very easy to exchange the desire for M&Ms. Like, no thanks, I'm going to give up the desire for M&Ms in order to have this feeling of physically feeling well in my body. That took time, and there was an effort to develop that. That really was where coaching came in very helpful. I didn't need that when I was caring for my babies. It came very organically, right? Like I really did. 2 a.m. would roll around and one of those little squirrels would be awake and wanting to eat. And I'd be like, yes, let's do this. I want to hang out with you. You are my favorite people in all of the world. Let's do this. So that did not need to be developed. That came organically. But sometimes the desire to do what's in our best interest, to start sacrificing the immediate feel good for what we want feel good in the long run, like that feel good in the long run, that takes some development. And sometimes that takes work to develop. And that's really where coaching comes in. Another example, going to work versus having hobbies. There are things that you do. So you're exchanging time. When you go to work, you're exchanging time for a paycheck. If you have a hobby like knitting or crocheting or painting, or for me, I'm not great at this, but I'm developing the skill because I do enjoy it, but I like to build things. So I built my daughter a headboard for her bed. I built her a bed, essentially, a bed frame for her bed. And I'm doing that for my son and I'm doing one for me. But I'm not really great at that. But I'm willing to exchange time to do something I'm not really great at in order to develop a skill because I enjoy it. I enjoy everything that comes with it, right? I don't need to be incentivized with a paycheck to do it because I enjoy it. But it's the same thing as going to work. You're exchanging time. What you get out of it is different from the hobby to work, right? I do like going to work and getting a paycheck. Everybody likes that, right? Like that's why we do it. But in the moment when you're going to exchange 8 hours of your day, a lot of times we're not super excited for that. I will tell you, when I go to build something for my family, I am pretty excited about that. I do enjoy that pretty deeply. And I want to do it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to do any of my hobbies. I don't even tell myself I have to do any of my hobbies. I want to do them because I'm enjoying them. I'm excited about them. But that work component, you're still exchanging an amount of time. Sometimes we're excited, and it's awesome if we have work that we do that we're excited to do. But there are always going to be days where, like, I'm just not excited to go and do that. I don't want to do that. I get up and I do it because I have to, or because I really want the paycheck that comes along with it. So typically our have-tos are burdened with reasons, with the whys. I go to work to take care of my family, and that's good. We try to make the reason why we do it good or altruistic or very inspired or amazing, right? So I have to go to work, take care of my family, and that's good, right? Like we feel good about that. We give it a value judgment. I pay the electricity bill because I want heat, and that's good, right? We're giving it a value judgment. These reasons justify why we're doing something we don't want to do. I want you to really let that sink in. We make up these really elaborate reasons about why we're doing something we are not wanting to do, and we do it because we believe we're going to be able to trick ourselves into doing something we don't want to do. And what I want to offer to everybody is, on a very basic level of intuition, you understand that it's trickery and that creates friction. It almost feels like you're being manipulated, especially when it comes to taking care of our health, right? But also like work. How many people go to work and are really bitter about having to go to work? That bitterness comes from the fact that you are trying to trick yourself against what you intuitively know to make yourself want to do something you don't want to do. It feels manipulative. So, what this sounds like when we apply this, like developing a reason why, this great, fabulous reason why, when we're doing this for our health, what this sounds like is, I have to get healthy so that I don't die young. Or I have to get healthy in order for me to be there for my family. Or I have to get healthy so I'm not a burden to my children or my family. Or this is the other big one that I hear from my clients. Life is a gift and I shouldn't be wasting it. When we approach our health, when we're approaching our health with have-tos, we burden ourselves with whys. It feels heavy. And then it feels even worse when we're not inspired enough to actually make the change to create the health that we want. It makes us feel like we don't matter, like dying young doesn't matter, like our family doesn't matter, like we don't care if we're being a burden to our family, and like we're wasting our life. It feels awful. So what I want to offer to you today is, what if you learn to want it? What if we actually allow ourselves permission to just want our health? Think about the things that we exchange resources for that we want, right? The idea of shopping, buying shoes, buying clothes. When I go shopping and I exchange money for clothes or shoes, I do it because I want to. I just want it. And it's so much fun. I exchange money for it and I like it. When I exchange money for the electricity bill, it never feels that way. It's not like, oh, I love it. That was so exciting. That does not happen. It's still an exchange of money. I'm still giving up money. It's just what I want is being met when I shop, and it's fun. The feeling that I have in that moment is way more exciting. The feeling of paying my electricity bill is boring. When I would get up in the middle of the night with my babies, I wanted to do it, right? I loved it. I happily exchanged my sleep in order to have that quality one-on-one time with my babies. I also do this with my grandson. My sweet daughter-in-law was such a saint. When he was first born, I went out there to help her while my son was on a mission and he couldn't be there with her. So my grandson was young and my daughter-in-law was there taking care of him alone in California. And I went out there and she is such a saint. She said, "Do you want him? You can have him all night long if you want him in your room. And then I can catch up on sleep." And I was like, absolutely. Now, folks, I don't like to exchange my sleep for much. My sleep is serious. I take it very seriously. If anybody wakes me up in the middle of the night, they are going to get a very grumpy version of me, unless you're my children or my grandchildren. Unless you're a baby in my life that I love so much, I'm happy to get up in the middle of the night with you and exchange my sleep for some time with you. And it's not because I have to. It's because I want to. So recognize it's all an exchange of sleep. But if my dogs wake me up in the middle of the night barking at something random on the street, I am not happy to exchange my sleep for that experience. But if it's my babies, oh yes, let's do this. This is time that I get with you. It's just us. And I happily exchange that. So my most recent experience, and this is what I've been speaking with my group about, with this wanting versus needing to. So I caught a glimpse of my rear end, my ass, in the mirror the other day, in the when I was in the bathroom, coming out of the shower. I don't know what happened back there, but it was very flat, like there was no muscular tone, and I was shocked and a little horrified at whatever was going on back there. And I was like, oh no, this will not do. I need to fix this. So I called a girlfriend of mine. She's a trainer. I said, hey, I need you to put together a workout for my rump because this has to be fixed. And she did. And it's about a 30-minute workout, which I do not usually love doing weights. I only do them when I need a specific result. In this case, there is a very specific result I want. There is no need to here. I don't have to have a banging hot swimsuit rump, right? I don't need to create that. There's no altruistic or like great grand inspired desire here or inspired need to create this. I just don't want a flabby ass. That's all it is. I will tell you, I've not missed this workout once in 6 weeks. Not once. Do you know why? Because I want it. So what if you give yourself permission to just want to reverse your diabetes, to just want to be healthy, to just want what your life will be if you have your health? Instead of telling yourself you have to do it in order to avoid a bunch of scary things, what if you just do it because you want to create a life that's healthy, that's what you want to do? This is where coaching helps. Recognize you can learn all this stuff in my podcast and through my free sessions. You can learn all of these tools. You can learn all of this mindset component. But learning to master these tools and master this mindset, that really happens in my 6-month program. So recognize that these kind of mindset shifts is really what has to happen to create what you want, right? Like, this is the work to be done. I'm going to say it again because y'all heard me say this 100 times. You do not need me to tell you to lay off the chocolate cake. You know that. You know it's the food. Learning how to want food that serves your health more than you want the chocolate cake and learning how to make those exchanges, that is a mindset issue, and that's where coaching happens. That's where coaching helps. If my 6-month program is something you have questions about, something you want to learn more about, send me an email, delaine@delainemd.com. I'll happily answer any questions that you have. If you're ready to do this and want to set up a free consult, go to my website, delainemd.com, hit the Work With Me tab, and schedule that consult time. If you have any questions about anything that I teach in this podcast, send me an email. I hope you found this helpful, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.